You've implied here, and you've said in other places, that every thought has a vibration. Would you elaborate on that a bit?
Every thought creates some ripples. You know, sometimes we are aware of them, sometimes not. And when you notice that many things which happen around us, we might say because of this one, because of that. But then you go in and you say, somewhere they were connected with my thought. You know, so thoughts have vibrations, and vibrations are very powerful. Now when we say to each other good wishes, all the time we say good luck, good morning, good, what is that? It's really using those vibrations in the words. I came to New York 32 years ago, and we had a very small apartment. We started a center in Queens in New York. Some of you might have be from New York, because many started their journey from there too. And there was a lot of crime. When I say was, night was horrible, you know, you could hear a lot of things. And so we were just few sisters, and so one time one sister didn't show up, like she was supposed to be in a meeting at 7, and they called me that she's not here. But I still continued in meeting, but I, through my thoughts, I said, wherever she is, whether she is getting in the subway or she is coming out of, she used to work at UN office, and that I will create this very powerful vibrations of my positive thoughts around her, which will protect her and keep her safe. And of course, after 40 minutes she came and she said, you know, there were certain reasons, of course it was train and all that, but that's what I do. Whether around my own self, because your own thoughts can create this aura, beautiful aura, where other person, even if comes to violence, some or other it will stop, because there is this light within that, there is this power within that. So thinking positive and sending those vibrations is great form of protection. You know, I don't know if you all want to experiment. Anytime, even if you are in trouble because of any reason, just have very, very positive thoughts, and you will see how your energy will change the mind of other person. And I realized that even with the nature, with the elements, what is very important is to create this relationship through our pure vibrations, our pure thoughts. And I definitely want you all, whether that's why generally, you know, whenever I go somewhere and whatever I can do, or people do more, they offer some cooperation, then I say, what can I do? So we just need your good wishes. We just need blessings. So what are good wishes and blessings? Are your thoughts. That when you pray, meditate, in silence, you think those individuals, when they come in your mind, they start feel experiencing their strength. So I use lot, and I feel that it's important for all of us in present situations to protect ourselves through those vibrations, and also not only provide but give this tool to others also, so they can also create this protection.
Good. So on that vibration thing, because I'm thinking about, there are some people who just their presence around living plants, the plants flourish more. That seems to me to be a perfect example of the vibration. Is that sort of what you're talking about as well?
It's like we all are taught, whether it's a child or whether it's a plant, that the quality of love is important. So when you know you're watering or you're washing or whatever you're doing with your hands, and if you're doing with love, I think that's taught, that plant accepts love. Even with a, you know, the first time when there is baby, and mothers are taught to sing and be in love, and so the child can, you know, properly digest. And so I think that, like, love, what is love? Like, many times you have dinner at some people's home, the food was very tasty, but if it was not served with love, it was, you were not invited with love, you won't enjoy tasty food. You can eat in a restaurant, but when you leave a family or you leave a gathering, you see, it was so, everything was so lovely, there was so much love. Now love is not a spice any kind, right? But you feel it. No, when you eat something, you say, seems it was really cooked with lot of love. So vibrations, isn't it? It's the vibrations, whether you know it's for the plant or for human life, for elements. So vibrations of love. I think this you might relate, right? That how even for each other, when there are love is there, it vibrates, and then other person, it's like instead of getting upset, angry, you just stay very loving and give that kind of feeling. So that person feels very much strength at that time, instead of creating fear. Like lot of people actually lie because of fear.
Absolutely.
But if you could just love a person, like one of the example our founder father of the organization gives, his daughter and his family says one thing he didn't do was he never got angry. So his daughter was saying that she has never lied, she never needed to, because there was no fear.
Right.
Because every time he will find out the truth, but in a very loving way, instead of threatening and saying, you will be punished if you don't do this, but he will just say it in a very nice way. So I think this is how the vibrations work, where the care is experienced, and instead of creating fear, because when there is fear, then you will lie some or other.
So that's a profound thought for those of us that are parents. That perhaps our approach to our children makes it harder to tell the truth, because we're not approaching it with the unconditional love and acceptance.
And also our expectations sometimes are so high that we always expect perfection, we always expect lot from, and that becomes pressure, and the relationship of children and parents become more on. You know, many times we do workshops, seminars for teenagers and young adults. We ask them that, are you happy with your parents? And many teenagers said, we are very angry. I said, why you are angry? Because whenever we ask, why I shouldn't do it? Why should we, like, I am saying it, you must do it. You know, so either authority used or the way the force is used. So child never really understand. And there is no time, mother is working, father is working, everyone is busy, to properly answer. So one girl said, if my mother would have said, this is very good if you do it, because this way it will help, I would have done. But every time I tried to ask, she said, don't ask me questions, I don't have time to answer your questions, you do what I am doing it. So the relationship never get created, because there is never this communication and conversation where there is more understanding, and when there is understanding, then definitely it works. You know.
How many have tasted food prepared by any of the Brahma Kumaris? If you have that opportunity, this I can say as someone who's a friend of the BKs, but not an actual BK, that you can truly taste the love in the food, and it's just. Oh my goodness, it's incredible. So as you're saying those things, I say, absolutely, my mouth was watering just remembering the experience of this. Are there any questions or comments? Please.
It's more like, do the impurities that we have in our heads, does that lead to our decline as a soul? That's my question.
See, we very commonly use word soul, and it was in Puppet Show was explained that each one of us, like I am, what I am is this point of light and energy as a soul. But what is within that soul is consciousness. And what really makes soul function is your mind and intellect. So these are two faculties within the soul. Like for body, these are senses. No, in the Puppet Show they showed senses. But so these are senses, but inner abilities, which are really your powers, is power to think and power to discern. These are very important two powers, right? So awareness, now another thing, so soul consciousness and body consciousness. So when I am knowing I am soul, a point of light, energy, I am, my innate qualities are love and peace, I am changing awareness. And if I am in body consciousness, then I say my nationality, this is my religion, this white, my shape is, or you know, like everything of the body will come. So when the physical identity comes, it's like body conscious, awareness of body consciousness. But what we practice here, which is very important, is awareness of soul consciousness. Now when you're also mentioning about law of karma, in the sense of that how every action we do, whether we do good action or bad action, definitely there is response. Good action will bring reward and bad action will bring some kind of suffering, some kind of punishment will happen. So when we start practicing soul consciousness, then not only your thoughts but even actions you will do. Like one important thing is that if anyone, you know, I have experienced when I just start practicing, a woman was very angry on me and I didn't know why she is angry. But I kept looking at her as a soul and I said, well, she is peaceful, I don't know why she is angry, there must be a reason. But I had a lot of patience and she said, you know, why you didn't get angry, means why it's not getting you agitated. I said, because that's not what you are, there is something which is disturbing you, but you are a very good person, you are very peaceful. She said, you think so? I was so nasty with you and you are saying I am a good person, I am a peaceful person. I said, that's what you are. So what I was doing in soul consciousness, that I sow the seed of good karma by saying such words, so that it's not a chain reaction. That means because she is angry, then I get angry, then she will get more angry, then we will fight, then, you know, so it's every moment in the life there is a chance whether you respond to a situation or you react to a situation. When you are in soul consciousness, because you constantly sow the seeds through your thoughts, words, interaction and gesture of compassion, that's like understanding of law of karma, because of course whatever we receive, but every day, one is what I have done in the past is karma, is okay, but what I can do now with practice of soul consciousness, with spirituality or power of meditation, is that whatever I have done, it comes to me in some form. Like why suddenly somebody will get angry on me, means I don't have relationship, but I immediately say there must be something from past that she looked at me and she got, you know, her buttons different got pressed, maybe there is something. So you see that connection and you immediately say, but I don't like it. But I don't want to dislike this person also, because I should love everyone, whatever anyone is. So why don't I start sowing the seed? This is a very good concept of that a karma is a seed, as you sow, so you reap. But karma could also be like actions, chain action. So when it's a chain action, then you are in a bondage. You know what a chain will do? It's to tie you, isn't it? Why chain is used? It's to tie you. So these karmas, when they are just chain reactions, then it's like you are in a cage, you know, put yourself in hatred, you put yourself into all negative forces. But if you remember, I have to sow a seed, because a good quality seed, just imagine how many generations the fruit can be eaten, a mango tree. So it's like knowing law of karma, understanding that and practicing that in soul consciousness is really something if we all do, I think world can change overnight. You know, that's why when I said power of knowledge is that if we all just have this realization for our own selves, for our interactions, our relationship, there is abundance in the world. Nothing is lacking.